And we'll get started. So welcome back, everybody. We are doing a webinar that a number of questions that have popped up over the past few weeks or few months that really gets to the heart of, is there a place still for pods in the current world of WordPress, where WordPress has now moved, continuing to move towards a heavy JavaScript interface, where the block editor now is becoming more prevalent, and even page builders building out entire ecosystems. Is there a place for pods? Now, just as a step back, there are lots of alternatives to pods. There's everything from the types and views. You may have heard of advanced content fields. You may have heard of Metabox. You know, we've got all sorts of tools. But there's a big difference between pods and all these others. Now, advanced custom fields is probably one of the most popular, has a lot of developers, resources, documentation, training, tutorials, all that type of stuff. But that is basically just having the ability to add additional data fields to content types. It's not going to go out and create your custom post types. It's not going to create custom taxonomies. It's not going to extend WordPress beyond what WordPress is. Because you'd have to have some other tool that will create the post types, other tools that interact with the database. Then you've also got things like types and views, where types and views takes the same concept of pods and breaks it down into individual plugins where types can create your custom post types. Views are kind of like the pods templating with additional fields. And it breaks it down into smaller chunks so you can only choose to do what you want. But pods takes the different approach that says, you know what? We're going to be not so much the kitchen sink. We will provide you the interface to the database to create custom post types, the interface to the database to add on additional fields to anything that exists into WordPress, and then an interface to add custom templating without the visual layout. So that's where pods is. Now, for many people who've been using WordPress for a long time, and we're over here on one of our test pages that we've been using, test sites, that when, again, this is not going to be a webinar on how to use pods. We're going to be trying to go back and forth with the current version of WordPress with Gutenberg or the block editor activated. So if we were to actually go take a look at our pages, and I'm going to open up pages here so that you'll see it's going to open up as a full Gutenberg editor, block editor area. So we have this. It's all set to go. And all your pages, all your posts will automatically, if you're currently using WordPress 5.0, will use this unless you use another plugin like Classic Editor or disable, you know, the block editor, or you check different boxes in different other plugins or themes. But by default, out of the box, if you create a custom post type with pods, it's going to automatically look like the traditional version of WordPress. Notice how I have not installed, there is no classic editor. I mean, it's there, but it's not activated. So one thing to think about as you move forward, you know what? If you are still using classic editor, or maybe you built a site for the client, they're used to using this and you want to give them an additional input capability that are outside posts, outside pages, there's nothing you have to do with pods. It already operates using the legacy code that still exists and basically will be impossible for WordPress to rip out. So, side note, no matter what you hear people saying, it's like, oh, well, eventually we're going to get rid of classic editor. What you may not realize is that the actual Gutenberg editor still uses TinyMC inside the editor. It still uses that code for text markup and text layout and all that type of stuff. So therefore, TinyMC and this traditional editor environment is always going to exist because it's a part of Gutenberg as well, a part of the block editor. So pods going forward will always give you this flexibility of creating additional input points for yourself, your clients, whatever you want. Now, let's go back over here because there is a little that, okay, for their workflow, the new block editor works fine. Or maybe you have a new client who actually likes that block editor and you want to create additional custom post types so that, you know, press releases could be done that are outside of the posts and the pages. You can do other things with this. Well, you can still use the block editor and it's a simple one checkbox. Now, first, we do have to make sure that in the advanced section, the editor here is checked. So in order to use the Gutenberg, the block editor for WordPress in your custom post type that's created by pods, it must have the editor because that basically that is the block editor. Then we go to the REST API of the custom post type and simply hit check the box yes. And we're going to go ahead and save that pod. So what this now does, I'm going to come back over to our add new muffin. This is the entry page for our custom post type. And we're going to refresh. You're going to see now it fully uses the block editor. All you had to do was enable the REST API for that custom post type, and it will use this box, this editor area. Now let's go back here, change a few things. I'm going to add one field just so that you can see where these fields are going to go. Testing field. We'll just go ahead and leave it as a plain text. Save that. Save the pod. Now before I make a change to this and get rid of the editor field, let's go back and look just so you can see. I'm going to refresh on the add new. And here we see that we do have our more fields with the additional field showing up, fully styled within there. And they can add their fields here. And again, it operates just because we have the editor box. Now here's the piece that's a little bit wonky, whether you want to say wonky or weird. If I go to the advanced options of the custom post type that we created, go all the way down and we remove the editor support and save that pod. What we have going on now is basically a revert to the traditional way of doing. So the neat thing about this is you can actually now see some logic behind the entire system of the Gutenberg block edit. Well, whether you want to call it logic, but this is the logic. The only thing that matters to Gutenberg is the editor box. Everything else, the publish capability, meta box information, side titles, all those are, you know, just side issues that it doesn't matter. It only matters if there is an editor field, and if it has an editor field, WordPress and the block editor take over everything. So, once we understand that concept, this is where we can dive into how we can manage a number of these fields. Now, one thing with this, we're going to spend just a little bit of time with the block editor. I know not everybody uses it. Let me do this. Let's go back. We're going to disable the REST API for now. We'll use the block editor in just a moment. I didn't want to jump too far ahead. Okay, So I just want to make sure we're back here. Now, a quick refresher. Let's go ahead and add one more field. And we'll call it another field. I just wanted to have two. So it's testing underscore field, another underscore field. So if we remember. Sherry, your question. So if we disable Gutenberg, like with the classic editor, you will only ever see the classic editor screen for your pod's custom post type, even if you have the REST API checked and you have the editor field. If you, here, I'll just show that. So let's go here to fields. So I'm going to activate classic editor. And we'll go to pages just to make sure that it's there. Okay, so there's no editor. Refresh here. And let's go back to our pods. We're going to edit this because I just want to show you that if you put classic editor, even if you enable the REST API to be running on this, you are not going to get any Gutenberg layout. So again, if you've already got Classic Editor running, there is no need for you to worry or change your philosophy on how you're using pods or whether you use pods or anything like this. Nothing changes. If you don't need to use the Classic Editor just yet, or maybe you've got new sites that you're trying things out, you can choose when and where the Gutenberg editor, the block editor, works. Okay. So let's this is going to be a quick refresher. Probably the number one thing that happens, especially when we are working with the block editor and when we're building an interface for our clients, is this more fields area doesn't work as well down here on the side. But how can we move this? Sure, you can go through and jump into all the pods, try to look through all the settings. You know, we go to admin UI, trying to figure out where do we want to show it. No, this is just where we're putting the post type. But what about those fields? Where can I control those fields? There's actually no place in here that allows you to control where those fields show. And it has to be in code. So I'll paste this into the chat room. This is one of these links that no matter what you're doing with pods or anything, you should have this on your bookmarks. This gives you the ability to create your own meta boxes, and then we can position them into different places. So what we're going to do here is basically it's an add action that goes to the pods meta groups hook in pods. Now I'm over here, we're just going to look at the functions.php file where we're going to add action, the pods meta groups fix the box. Again, you can always go back in. A lot of times there will be permissions or like priorities of 10 and 2. For most, just do exactly what the pods documentation suggests. There's not going to be a need for you to change it to a different priority, to a different position of firing. So we've got function fix the box. And then you'll notice how in order to do the pods properly in this hook, there are two variables. There is the type, which is the custom post type. That includes all the information about the custom post type, all the labels, admin UI, the advanced options, the fields, all those type of things. Oh, sorry, not the fields. But then we also have the name. And the name is going to have the overarching structure of the, you can actually see the name of the object. So the name is the name of the pod. So the, our name of the pod is Muffin. So these are the things that we need to pass those variables into, those objects into our function type name. Otherwise, nothing will work inside because it won't know what these are outside of the pods area. So next you're going to see pods group add. And pods group add has multiple options. And you just can create as many group add. You can create as many of these as you want. You're going to actually, you can see there's just two right here. But the big thing is there are basically, yes, there are six, but there's really, we'll put all six just so you can see where we, what we can do with this. But we're going to only do one or two here just to begin with. So let me just fire these off as you're watching. The first parameter that gets put there is the name of the pod. If we're going to add it to, if we're going to add this type of a special grouping to multiple areas, we have to put it into an array. So it's the name of the pod. Then the label, and so this gives us the flexibility of immediately changing that name, more fields, to something else. Then in an array, we list all the field names from that pod that we want to include. So this enables us to, well, what if we have a pod that has 11 different fields, but we only want 4 fields in this group and 7 fields in this group? So we can actually split them off. So they feel like they're independent, but they're all part of the same pod. Then the context. This is where we have great flexibility of choosing normal. So that would be where it currently is residing at the bottom. Advanced, where it would show up at the top of the page, of the editor page. You'll see, we'll play out with all this in just a moment. And then the side allows us to put it in the side. That's going to be very important when we're dealing with Gutenberg, the block editor. Then the priority basically is high, core, default, or low. These are your options. High is right at the top of everything. That's before the publish area. Core is in line with all the core items. Those are the default items for WordPress. And then low means we're going to put it as far down as we can. Then the type, if there's a certain custom post type that we want to attach it to, we can do that there. So for us, what we're now, because this type would be if there's a specific post, or so if it's post ID 1, we can actually say, okay, this special meta box of information is only going to go to that location. No other post will get it. So that's kind of one of the cool things we can do. All right, so let's do this. We're going to just start with basically the pod name, what we want that box to do, and then the listing of the fields. So in this, we know it's going to be Muffin. That's the name of the pod. Amazing new name. And then we have to go back and look because I forgot what the field names were. Testing underscore field and another underscore field. So we have testing underscore field, comma, another underscore field. Okay, let's just leave this as is. We're going to save this. And then let's go back in. And I'm going to refresh. The only thing that you should see change is this more fields name should change to something else. Add new. Oh, okay. I forgot we were still using the REST API. Okay, so see how this is now? We've got an amazing new name. We've got our testing field and another field. Now, the other thing to know is when we list off the different fields, this is actually the order that they will appear. So if we change it to testing field, even though on the pod layout, it will appear that testing is first, we can now reorder the listing or the display of our pod fields. Now, we got a jump start. I was going to leave it here in the regular traditional WordPress. But you'll notice how the way the design is for the Gutenberg block editor, it doesn't tend to operate very well with stuff at the bottom. Yes, we can have our items here and you can use it that way, but you're going to find that by using this pods group add, we can adjust the context to put it on the side. So basically, context comes after all of our fields, and we can now add another parameter called side. We're going to save this, and now our custom post type, muffins, has something that now looks like it's part of the block editor. So it gives the flexibility and the look and the feel that it should be there, that it's not something that we have cobbled together because we're using an outdated tool in the current version of WordPress. So this is probably a big thing, especially when you are trying to really fine tune the design for the clients, if they ever have access to the back end. Don't forget, this pods group add gives you this flexibility of putting in positioning and side. Now, the great thing is, if you're already doing this pods group add for every one of your custom post type you create with pods, when we come back here and get rid of the REST API so that we're going to revert this back to the traditional WordPress editing experience, I'm going to refresh. Because we already put it on the side, it's going to stay in the look of its meta box, still having the same name, still having the same ordering of this. So you may find that for most of us, we're not putting tons and tons of information, unless we are creating huge items. We can do that. Now, this is just a quick side note that let's go ahead and pretend that we're never going to be using the block editor, and so therefore we don't need to ever support the default editor here. So let me save that pod, and we're going to add one or two more fields. Like in pods, let's go ahead and add another field called code area. And in the code area, we're going to use code syntax highlighting. And we're now going to check and see if there's anything else I need to set. Okay, so I'm just going to leave this code area. Now, I'm going to save this pod, and when we go back, you're going to see that I refreshed this, we're going to lose our editor area. Let me get rid of the slug. We don't need the slug turned on. And we still have our amazing new home. So these are all the fields that we have in pods, in that pod custom post type. Another field, but where's the editor? The moment you use pods group add on a specific pod, basically it's going to only show things that you put here. So watch what we can do. Now we can do pods group add. I told you could add multiple. Security code. And then which code area? I already forgot the name. Code area. And if it's just going to be normal, we don't have to add anything here. Whoops. So we're just going to leave it as normal. Save. So now, when we come over here, boom, we've got our code area, another field. So that pods group add is not only going to be helpful for readjusting your meta fields when working with the Gutenberg block editor, it now allows you to separate out the editor area and show things in their own groups. Okay. Now let's go to the other part. So let's say we've got our posts here and we're using the block editor and we've got all these great things, but oh my, I used to have a taxonomy that was a relational field to another pod, or was a relational field to a different taxonomy, because maybe we, you know, have a different departments, a taxonomy of different departments in the company. And we used to be able to do that. So let's, when we went to pods, can we still do that with Gutenberg 5.0? So that's where we come here, add new, and we're going to create a taxonomy. So when we create the taxonomy, we will call this one branches. So it's the different branches of the company. So branches and branch. Now, when we create our custom taxonomy, we're going to have different field here, different options. And so we need to figure out what post types we're going to associate this. We want to associate it with the regular WordPress posts. Now, we're going to manage the fields, make sure. Our one custom taxonomy. Actually, let me just, without adding fields just yet, let's save this. I think I saved it to the, yep. Okay, we are back on. I believe you should. Okay. Looks like, yeah, rebooted. And please let me know if you think you're still all there. I hope you're all there. One of these days, we'll have no issues. Okay. All right, that was weird. All right, so what I've done, just in case it petered out while I was doing this, I have made a custom taxonomy. I've attached that custom taxonomy to the posts, which is using Gutenberg. I have not enabled the REST API yet. Here's why. If I go to my post, add new post, I should see a custom taxonomy called whatever I made, branch. It's not there. The Gutenberg block editor cannot do anything until pods enables REST API. The block editor requires a REST API for all of it to function. So basically now when I do that, take a look at this, we have branches where we can add a new branch. Head honcho. Okay, so we've got a branch called Head Honcho. Put this out there because you're going to come to a state where whether you decide to stay with the regular WordPress editor or move forward with the block editor, depending on whatever happens in the future, wanting you to know that you are fine working with pods in either situation. And the only major difference is whether you have enabled through pods the REST API or not, and it will automatically work. So pods then enables us, watch this. Let's go back because we're in a taxonomy, and I'm going to see if it still works. It was working earlier. oops, not yes, no, relationship field. So we're going to do a relationship field to, what's the one I wanted to do? Muffins. I think we had a few loading available fields. I don't think I have anything for bidirectional. Let's do test field. Save this pod where I've got an addition inside a taxonomy. This is where I believe the WordPress code editor starts to go a little bit wonky. Branches. Yeah. So notice how now it doesn't know what to do. Oh, here, it was able to load in just this area. It's not able to load in any additional fields. The additional fields will be over here under branches. So if I actually go to the branches taxonomy, those additional fields can now be found here when I go edit the head honcho branch. You're going to see, well, when it finishes loading, all right, well, that was a little frustrating. Okay, so now we are back. It's okay. I'm back. Okay, so here we are. We'll finish this up. This is the last bit I wanted to show you. That when you are working with additional fields in taxonomies, you have to go into each individual area. So then it treats it as where we can have additional fields, and they'd all be down here. All the fields that we would add in a taxonomy are controlled in the taxonomy controller, never in the full area. So I just didn't want you guys to pull your hair out saying, well, I added fields to that custom, that taxonomy, and Gutenberg's not showing it. Well, it's never going to show it in the Gutenberg editor because the fields itself don't touch the REST API in the taxonomy area. The actual taxonomy does, but there's not an endpoint for the REST API to access. So the biggest takeaways for this, no matter, here's the biggest takeaway. Pods is still useful whether or not you use pre-WordPress 5.0 code or current WordPress 5.0 code. Second takeaway, you should start using the pods group ads for every one of your websites because A, it gives you greater control over the location of those meta fields, and B, it can provide better integration with the future versions of WordPress. And as a reminder, you only need a single function in your entire website. You could have 48 different pods group ads because you have 13 different pods and you just only need one function. They all go in the same place. They all customize how the meta boxes look. And so if you are comfortable with pods, it really still today is the one-stop solution for creating your custom post type, adding your extra fields, and providing a template for the output. If you need further user interface drag and drop solutions, you may want to be looking at types and views, and we will take a look at some of the stuff because they are kind of breaking the ground on some of the Gutenberg block templating systems. And if you don't need to create other custom post types, you just need to add fields, you may be fine with advanced custom fields. I've always felt that since pods extends WordPress, it is the best thing to learn with the greatest amount of control. All right, so before this cuts out again, if you have any questions about this, please, you know, put them in Slack. I should be around, but I definitely wanted to put this in. Ruana, great question. I don't think I've ever added a custom field to a pod's taxonomy. Here's why you would use these type of things, like a taxonomy to a field. There are archive pages for taxonomies. So let's say you have, rather than creating a list of office locations for a client, let's say they have 11 different office locations. Rather than creating a custom post type for it, why not simply create a taxonomy where you can attach a post, a page, any other information as a taxonomy? You can add that. So all they're having to do is select which office is located. And then on the archive page of this branch's taxonomy, you can create a template for that, which then pulls in their address, their phone number, their whatever. So you can use it that way, where everywhere else in WordPress, they're just grabbing the name of the location, the name of the branch. It's a way that you don't have to then create a relational field to a certain name on another custom post type. And every one of these fields can be grabbed out in a template using regular pods, short codes or the magic tags. And the other way you can use it, another example, it can be for your own internal information. These can all be relational fields. So maybe you have some branches stuff here that you can relate them to other places, other pieces of content, other fields that are generated here, and it can be your own way of possibly even building a custom CRM for a client. So it's not a usual thing, but because Pods allows you to add fields anywhere, to settings pages, to taxonomy, extensions, to posts, custom post types, those are things that you can do with it. And again, probably the biggest thing that revolutionized working with Pods for me, besides templating and stuff, was really grasping Pods Group Ad. It made it feel like I had greater control over what a pod's data entry page looked like. Because, let's jump back over here. I just want to, I know I said we were just ending, but this is the one little thing that I do appreciate about Gutenberg. Every single meta box looks more like all fields are collapsed. Do I have it turned off? No, classic editor. Oh, maybe I didn't wait for it to save. So muffins, REST API, okay. Why did it not show up? Because I don't have the editor box in. I don't have the support field for the editor. So let's turn that back on. All right, so now I can refresh. We've got our editor. But the block editor does make everything appear like they are collapsible boxes. So you can build a system for a client that, I need to do. And again, with Pods Group Ad, you get to name each area. Like you can literally put together a step rather than naming them anything. Let's do this. We could do this. Step one. Step one, number one. Step number two. We save those. Now we refresh on our edit screen. And so the client comes here. And we can have a step one. Okay, open up step one, fill that in, fill that in. Step two, fill that in. You can help guide a client to fill out the proper information without using, you know, overburdening demo stuff. All right. Well, I hope you had a great webinar. It made sense, helped you out, gave you some ideas. I'll see you guys all in Slack, and have a great rest of your Wednesday.